Blog Talk Radio.
Ralph here is going to trade that knapsack for a Pokemon card. Ava will need more green crayons because, well, frogs. Charlie's going to lose his pants. His pants. With Walmart prices, parents can stock up and restock.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You are now tuned into News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, better known as the Queen of Justice.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Wait, I don't think y'all are ready for this.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
Hey everybody, this is your girl, Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and yes, I am the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, September 10th, 2023, the second Sunday in the ninth month of the year. 3 months left in 2023. Tonight on News Forum, terrors of injustice in America, and also the disappearance of Tanaway Downing. Tanaway Downing has gone missing. The last time Tanaway was seen was last Tuesday night on Injustice in America, where he was on the panel along with me, Pastor Francetta Mays of the NAACP, and Muti Ajamu Osaberu, who spent 42 plus years behind bars illegally for a crime that he did not commit. Has anyone heard from Tanaway since the night of September 5th? I may have been the last person to speak to Tanaway Downey on September 6th on his way to the Supreme Court of the United States of America in Washington, D.C. So many are concerned about Tanaway, his whereabouts. Have you seen Tanaway? Have you spoken to him? Do you know where he is? What happened to Tanaway Downing? We're going to discuss that tonight. We're going to also discuss Tanaway's mission to challenge the Supreme Court of the United States of America on their violation of due process, how the government in this country, the government in this country, had been violating the rights of men and women who are incarcerated presently, who've served sentences behind bars, and the wrongfully incarcerated. All have been wronged by this country because of the violation of due process of law. Have you been violated and denied your rights to due process of law? If so, we want to hear from you tonight. And those of you who are concerned about Tanaway Downing and what has happened to him, we want to hear from you too. Express your concerns tonight. Do you believe in Tanaway's mission? Or do you think Tanaway's mission was bogus? Is Tanaway a fraud? Has he scammed everyone? Has he let everyone down? Or was Tanaway abducted? Was he arrested? Was he kidnapped? Is he being held somewhere illegally and being tortured, perhaps? Or has he been silenced for good? Also tonight, you will hear two voicemails that were in my phone from Tanaway Downing on September 6th. Very disturbing voicemail. And also my last conversation with Tanaway on September 6th. We will also tonight remember Zena Crenshaw Logel, a pioneer activist, advocate, civil rights, human rights, and judicial reform activist and advocate. Zena fought for the rights of those wronged by the judicial system. And Dr. Zena mysteriously died last year, September 8th, in the middle of a huge battle between the federal government and the state of Louisiana. Zena was fighting for the release of Reverend Earl Victor. What happened to Dr. Crenshaw? What happened to Tanaway Downing? Were they both silenced for challenging the government? This is very disturbing. We're going to talk about both of these advocates and activists tonight on News Forum. And I also want to hear from you tonight. How can I hear from you? Well, if you're tuned in tonight via cell phone or landline, press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you must dial in at 516-453-9133 to talk live on the air with me. And don't forget, if you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition, please do so. As a matter of fact, do so while we're on air tonight. Okay? How can you donate? Well, it's very easy if you have Cash App. The Cash App is $BAVoiceTour. That's $B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, B as in Victor, O as in Oscar, I as in ice, C as in Charlie, and E as in Edward. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, U as in you, and R as in Robert. Be a voice tour. Or you may donate via Venmo. The Venmo account is at Be a Voice. That's at BEAVOICE. And if for some reason you have trouble donating via Cash App, inbox me, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. That is C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A. J-O-N-E-S-I-A, my first and last name, with a space in between. Inbox me on Facebook, or you may contact me Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you inbox me on Facebook, inbox me your Cash App, your cash tag, and the amount you would like to donate to Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition so that we may continue our advocacy work fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated, speaking truth to power, and exposing injustices in America and beyond. And if you have a business, you can become a sponsor of Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. But for now, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl. We'll be right back after this. Help Be a Voice continue their advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration, and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J, now has over 24 million listeners. News Forum is a syndicated radio program which broadcasts every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To tune in and listen to News Forum, you must dial 516-453-9133. And if you would like to talk, comment, or vent, or ask a question to me or one of my guests, just press 1 and you will be placed into the caller's queue. You may also tune into News Forum via the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com. News Forum with Chinchilla J. News Forum is a product of the ONE Dynasty and Ngozi Time Multimedia. WBNN, we are Beverly Nation. While we believe in freedom of speech and uncensorship, News Forum, however, ask you to please refrain from the use of profanity. And while our views may differ in opinion, we agree to disagree. And all opinions and viewpoints are welcomed and acknowledged. News Forum can also be a very controversial program most times, but it brings truth and exposure of injustices that black and brown people face every single day in this country we call the United States of America, which to me is totally divided, not united at all. And my views are not necessarily the views of WBNN. But again, all views, viewpoints, and opinions are welcome. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And again, invite someone to tune in tonight because it may just be what they need to hear.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The host, the anchor, the investigative reporter, none other than the Queen of Justice herself, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla. Yay! All right. Good evening, everyone. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice, and thank you for tuning in tonight to News Forum. And, wow, tonight's show is, a very, I want to say, a somewhat troubling show due to the fact that the man that was my guest last Sunday, Tanaway Downing, he was preparing himself to go before SCOTUS on September 6th. He was supposed to go and take documents there, filing, a writ and, a petition, petitioning the Supreme Court to do the right thing and to uphold the law, which Tanaway says that our governments have been violating the rights of men and women around this country by not giving them their due process of law. And so this was a huge thing that could have impacted the wrongfully incarcerated as well as the rightfully incarcerated. But Tanaway, I don't think he ever made it to the Supreme Court. No one has heard from Tanaway. You know, the last time that we have seen Tanaway was on last Tuesday night, when he was on Injustice in America. And, you know, I think that show lasted about 3 hours. And it was a very intense show. We went over a lot of ground. And Tanaway was well prepared to present his case. And as I said on that show, there would not have been a hearing that day because he was just going to deliver the documents. But Tanaway was supposed to call me after he delivered the documents. I asked him to please call me on the show, on that show that night. I said, Tanaway, please call me tomorrow once you deliver the documents and you're back outside on the set, call me. But I never received that phone call from Tanaway. And all week long, people have been inboxing me and calling me and asking questions on the videos of Tanaway from last week. If I've seen him, if anyone has heard from him, and no one has, and that is very troubling. And you know, I am a big person I don't want to really call it conspiracy theories, because any type of conspiracy theory that I ever talk about, which people label them as conspiracy theories, they're always factual, and they always, pan out to be facts, okay? But they're my, things that I say and based on certain things and information I have, and sometimes just from my gut feeling and intuition and the God-given gift that I have. But the deal with Tanaway is, very troubling. And not only that, everybody, the fact of the matter that Tanaway spent years preparing for this day that never happened for him. If it did, I don't know about it because he did not contact me. to let me know the outcome of that day. And we all were waiting to find out what happened. And I believe that I was the last person to speak with Tanaway, and I don't know this to be a fact, but I believe that I was the last person to speak with Tanaway on that day of September 6th, that Wednesday of last week, when he was supposed to go to the Supreme Court of the United States in Washington, D.C. So I do have some audio clips I'm going to play. I mentioned to you all earlier today that I was going to play them tonight. I thought it was going to be one audio clip from a conversation that I had with Tanaway when he was on his way to the Supreme Court. I think he was on a train, and I have that audio. I was able to retrieve that voice conversation and then checking my emails, not my emails, I'm sorry, checking my voice messages today. There were two voicemails in there from Tanaway, and I had no idea they were in there. And I'm going to play those tonight as well. So those of you that are concerned about Tanaway, you definitely want to press one, express your concerns tonight. Express how you're feeling about, you know, his disappearance, him dropping off the face of the earth, him being missing since last Wednesday. I definitely want you to press one tonight and tell us how you're feeling, those of you that have supported him and that were standing behind his mission. And even those of you that were against what Tanaway was doing, I want to hear from you as well. What are your thoughts tonight? Some of you have been calling him a scam, and some of you are standing behind Tanaway. So this show, we want to hear from everybody, all viewpoints, whether you think he's a scam, he's a fraud, he's bamboozled everybody, or if you still believe in Tanaway, and if you're concerned about his health and well-being, okay? So the number to dial if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you want to go ahead and pick up your telephone and dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 so that you can be placed into the caller's queue. Those of you that are already tuned in via phone, definitely press 1 if you want to speak tonight, okay? And if anybody knows any of Tanaway's family members, you know, I hope we have people calling in because I don't know his family, okay? As I said before, I just met Tanaway last week, well, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, right before I had him on my show on Sunday night, last Sunday, right here on News Forum. And so we talked extensively about his mission and what he was proposing to do. And personally, I don't know him personally, but I do know that what he was planning on delivering to SCOTUS would have a huge impact on the criminal injustice system. And before we get into other things tonight with the case of Tanaway Downing and his disappearance, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play our theme song, Stand Up for Your Rights by Bob Marley. So take a listen, everybody.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is on the earth.
So much for that track, Dr. O. All right, everybody. So before we take our first caller of the night, I definitely also want to, before I forget, I want to definitely pay respect to a dear friend and former colleague who was a very relentless advocate as well as activist and legal expert when it comes to judicial issues, okay? And this woman, she fought hard to uphold the law and for the rights of those that were impacted by the judicial system. And her name is Dr. Zena Crenshaw. And Dr. Crenshaw passed away mysteriously, everybody, last September, okay? Sound familiar? Okay, she passed away mysteriously, and at that time, she was in a big battle with the state of Louisiana on the case of Reverend Earl Victor, was his last name, Reverend Earl Victor, and it's just crazy, and we still don't know the exact cause of Dr. Crenshaw's death, but those who knew her, everybody thinks it's really strange, and so many are saying that she was killed by the government, okay, by the government, because of her stance against the judicial system, and her work that she was doing was phenomenal, okay, and now here we have Tanaway Downing, who has put together this big package, okay, to deliver to the Supreme Court concerning our rights for due process of law and against the 13th Amendment. And my goodness, it's just unfathomable, people. So, wow. But anyway, I'm going to take a moment and remember Dr. Zena Crenshaw Logel. And Dr. Logel, we miss you on this side. And I know you're wrapped up in God's arms and, you know, you're looking down on the work that we're all doing down here to advocate
for the wrongfully incarcerated and those that do, that have been wronged by this criminal injustice system. And I hope you're pleased with the work that I'm doing and the work that others are doing that are really fighting on the front line for justice. So thank you so much for the work that you've done, and may you continue to rest well. All right, everybody. She was, you know, for civil rights, human rights, and judicial reform and all of that. And, wow, an awesome, awesome, beautiful woman. And we're going to go ahead now. We're going to take our first caller of the night. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you?
Well, before we take our caller, Dr. J, I want to talk about, you know, mysterious deaths. You know, we talk about our great honor, you know, ONI Honors Night, and, you know, of course, our greatest award. You already know who it's named after, the great Anna Waddell.
Yes.
And I never forget, you know, a night or maybe two nights before she passed, she came on, you know, just giving, you know, hope to, of course, all of the African people around the world, celebrating the life of Bill Cosby and talking about the detriment they did to him to destroy his legacy, her and, of course, the great Edward Burke. And you talk about a mysterious death that we still to this day don't know why. Anna Waddell was a healthy young lady at age 58. 2 days after she did that broadcast of the Soul Twins, which, of course, you can go back on to, you know, our archive to listen to at Talk Shoe Radio at that time. She mysteriously died in her sleep one early Thursday morning. So you really stepped on my toe there, you know, Dr. J, when we talk about mysterious death. And, of course, we named our host of the year after Anna Waddell. Call number one, you're live right now in News Forum. How are you tonight?
Caller, you're live on the air. Speak now.
That's okay. We go to our
All
next
right.
caller, Dr. J. Caller two, you're live right now in News Forum. How are you tonight?
Caller, you're live on the air. When you press one, it means that you want to talk. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Francetta. My God,
hey.
Listen, I say hello. God bless you all. And, you know, last week's show, I just, you know, when you sent me that text, because I was one of the ones on the show last week, and I'd had people contacting me from, you know, the prison and contacting me, asking me had he filed it. That was the reason why I reached out to you. So, and then, you know, hearing about Dr. Crenshaw, of course, you know, it really breaks my heart that it we're deduced now to having to be martyrs just for caring about
yes.
people enough to not be a soundbite, but to actually be out here getting out into the world and trying to make an impact and give people hope. And this is what we have to fight against, is someone that, you know, is really stepping out of their comfort zone to reveal the truth. And what I'm grateful for, and I'm going to say this, Dr. Chinchilla, is that for whatever reason, you had enough insight to do that show, and all of the information that he gave was recorded.
Yes.
It's here. You know what I'm saying? So I pray,
yes.
I sincerely pray that there's absolutely nothing going on, you know, that he, you know, maybe something medically, and that we're going to hear from him. I pray that be the case, because the foolery of allowing him, you know, or maybe they didn't know that he had left us with the keys to the kingdom.
Right.
So, you know, it would be a mute point at this time to do anything. But, you know, see, now what you're doing is you're provoking people into purpose, because there's
yes.
no way we should be sitting back after hearing these stories of disappearance and mysterious deaths and knowing the conditions of our prison system, knowing the conditions of our educational system, knowing the conditions of what is attempting to control us from just being able to be people You know, it's taking away humanity.
Yes.
And I don't understand, you know, we've got to start using our voices. We've got to start learning the areas that we don't feel comfortable in so that we can be instruments in this battle. Again, you know, Tanawa, you know, all of the information that he was given, it was so overwhelming, but it was like he had a sense of spiritual urgency to get it all out. I was like, my God, he's rapid fire. You know, it was like he was so full, and it's like he spiritually had to get that key out to make sure we had it. So I do, again, pray that he's okay. But if he's not okay, he left us with the bullet. He left us with what we need to do to move forward, and we don't have an excuse anymore. Because if someone that's not our color, and no one that has that in that level of investment into, you know, what's seriously going on, where we're predominantly the ones, but he's willing to step out and put his life on the line, we don't have any excuses, nobody. And that's it. Thank you for your time. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Francetta. Now, I have a question for you. So now, for the most part, most people have been very concerned about Tanawa, and there are a couple people that were concerned for a little bit, and then some of those people now are calling him a scam. So he's a scam, and, you know, before there were already people that were doubting him and that were against what he was trying to do. But the ones now that are calling him a scam and a fraud, what would you say to those people?
Well, sis, I'm going to say this to you. They said the same thing about Jesus. They said about me and you. So my thing is that when people are sitting back spectating, and they not stepping up to the plate to get in this arena to know the real danger that we face every single day, putting our lives on the line, our reputation on the line, our character on the line, our integrity on the line, because of people that don't understand our assignment, don't understand the passion that goes behind this. So the fact that we would even have any negativity at a time such as this in a climate like this, where we know that there is judicial January 6th. Come on, y'all. Let's not forget about the signs that are in our face, about the government that we're dealing with in this judicial system that has our people incarcerated for extended periods of time to monopolize that. So why would they want to cut out? Why would they want us to cut off the gravy train and be okay with that? Wake up. Even if he was a so-called fraud, prove all of the receipts that he brought and in that recording, prove him wrong or prove him right. That's my stance on it.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Because all of that information, I mean, he did his work. He did his research. He knows the law. And you know, we cannot refute that, it's point blank. And what he was planning to do, yes, would have made a huge impact on this criminal injustice system as we know it today. Mm-hmm. It would have changed the face of it. And So I had to sift through my emails because he was supposed to send me the documents that he was submitting, and I haven't had a chance to go through all my emails because I have, oh, my God, I have too many emails, Pastor Francetta, and I'm going to have to try to go through those emails to find that email, and if he had a chance to send it or not, I hope he did. I hope he did have a chance to send it. But, yeah, I do have audio clips I'm going to play from two voice messages from him that day that I didn't even know I had, and then the phone conversation with him that I had while he was on the train. I'm going to play those this evening. And I'm hoping that someone has heard from him or seen him or, you know, and wow. But everybody just continue to pray for Tanaway and pray for his safety, pray for his, that he will be found and that he will be found safe. And, you know, wow, it's just really a crazy situation, Pastor Francetta. Try to stay on if you can, because I definitely want to talk with you some more after we play the audio clips. We have a track next by international DJ, our DJ, Dr. Olasky. Come on, what you got for us tonight? Legend, our internet radio Hall of Fame, DJ Legend. Dr. Ladele, a.k.a. DJ Olasky, a.k.a. the Honeybee. All right, so, wow, that song was beautiful. Tomorrow may never come, and tomorrow does not come for everyone. So, hey, we have to do it today because tomorrow may very well be too late, people. People are dying every day. And right now we're talking about mysterious deaths, people that have died fighting against the government. And, you know, we see it every day, people, every day. And the inmates that have been, especially in the state of Georgia, ten deaths in the Georgia prisons in the month of August, okay? Crazy stuff. And, you know, we advocate for so many men there in Georgia, Ali Shabazz, Grady Attaway, Romeo Clinton Nelson, Clinton Nelson, okay, who was an Army sergeant, and so many others, Bishop Kenneth Atkins, and wow, just countless others there in the state of Georgia. And thank God that, you know, they have all been safe and not hurt for fighting for their justice. But, yeah, this world is cruel, and so is this government. And so we definitely have to come together, people, and stand up and fight and get behind those that are taking a stance and that's doing something very meaningful, which Tanaway was doing. And, you know, we have to continue this fight and see it through. And that's the only thing we can do because guess what? Your rights, your family's rights have been violated, okay? Have been violated. And so many of you, I guess, still don't understand it, but you should. If you watch those videos, you should understand it because it was laid out for you where even a child could understand what the government has been doing to us throughout these decades, okay, upon decades, upon decades, upon decades, what they've been doing for centuries, everybody, okay? And that is violating our rights. And we know that rights have been violated down through the years in more ways than one. But we were talking about due process of law. We were talking about the 13th Amendment. We were talking about the Constitution of the United States, okay, and the big lie, okay, all right? The whole thing is a lie, and they have not been living up to the law, okay? So if it's in the Constitution, they need to live up to it, but they have not. Instead, they've been following the 13th Amendment, you know, keeping you as slaves with the modern-day slavery plantation, which is our prison system, the penal institutions. Okay, that is the modern-day slavery, prostituting, and working the inmates like slaves, okay, prostituting their gifts. Prostituting the women, okay, and having these men and women work for pennies. And in some states, they don't pay the inmates anything to work. And it's sad. And it's time for all of that to change. It's time for this government to start upholding the law. And as Tanaway pointed out and stipulated that they have not been upholding the law when it comes to due process, when it comes to being indicted by a grand jury, okay? So, wow, he gave us so much last Sunday night and then again Tuesday morning and Tuesday evening. Wow, he gave us a lot. And, geez, It's just crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So we're going to now go back to Dr. Zena. Dr. Zena Crenshaw. She was a phenomenal woman, everybody. And she, wow. She did so much, and she lived in Georgia, everybody, in that state of Georgia that is so corrupt. And she tried to change laws there and around the country. And she was affiliated with America United International. And I need to pull up her resume because I want to give her her props because she deserves it. She deserves everything that she did not get while she was here on Earth. I need to make known to everybody tonight just who this wonderful woman was because she is greatly missed. A lot of people didn't get a chance to know her, didn't get a chance to know of her, okay? But I'm going to tell you about her tonight. She was the co-founding principal at Brown Vindicators. She was also the council secretary at Council of Organizations. She was the Human Rights Committee chairperson at Council of Organizations, the Assistant Chief of Operations at Louisiana United International Incorporated. She was a facility manager at Rod Logal Center for Justice, and that was a center founded by her and her husband. She was the Chief of Operations at Opt-In USA, America United International, the executive director at The Law Project, former leadership council member at NationSwell. She studied comparative land use at Notre Dame London Law Center. She also studied philosophy at the University of Notre Dame. She went to Theodore Roosevelt High School. She studied general civil law at Northwestern University, Pritzker School of Law, and she lived in Atlanta, Georgia, from Gary in Indiana, okay? And I believe Gary in Indiana, that's where the Jackson 5, that's where they're from, okay? And Dr. Crenshaw was widowed. Her husband passed away, but she continued to work in their center and, you know, made it what it became today. And, wow, we are going to miss her dearly. And it's just crazy that a whole year has passed already. And that just shows you how fast time flies, everybody. A whole year has passed and she has left this earth mysteriously. And there are 3 more months left in this year, people. It's time for you to activate and pick up the torch, okay, for those who were before us fighting for the rights of others. And we need more soldiers on the ground. Brave to fight and to lay their life on the line if that's what it's going to take. You know, I'm on the front line every day. And God for keeping me safe. And I don't have any fear because I don't fear man. You know, I don't fear man because God is with me each and every day. And, hey, I'm going to be led by God at all times and speak the way God wants me to speak on issues that he wants me to speak about. And I won't be quiet, you know. I will not be muzzled. I will not be shut up. Okay, and I will speak truth to power always and always fight for injustice, against injustice, and fight for justice. And I will always be a voice for those without one. And I urge you all to be that same way. Fight and be a voice for those without a voice. Again, if you want to talk tonight, press 1 because the phone lines will be open for the duration of this show, and we will be bringing callers on. Okay, so press 1 if you want to speak tonight, if you are in support of Tanaway, If you're concerned about Kanaway, let us know. If you want to pay homage and in the memory of Dr. Zena Crenshaw Logal, please do so. I'm sure her family would love that. All right. Wow. Jeez. Again, I am just so blown away. But right now, we're going to, before we take another caller, we are going to listen to the first, well, the conversation I had with Kanaway when he was on the train going to, I believe, to the library. But take a listen. This is our conversation that we had. This is the last time that I spoke to Kanaway.
Hello, this is Dr. Chinchilla.
Hello, Dr. Chinchilla. Hey, Chinchilla, how are you?
Hey, Kanaway, how are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm excited. Ready to go.
All right. So you're ready to go on up there to SCOTUS? And
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're going to get this done, finally.
Okay.
It's been a long time in the making.
Yes. Awesome. Now, is there anyone going with you or meeting you there or anything?
Yeah, so I know my friend Cynthia is there, Cynthia Walker. She's coming up. And then I have my roommate, Gil. He's going to be over there. We have another individual, Gilbert, who's going to be over there. And I'm not sure. There's a few others that I know of, but as far as me going, no. My friend Tracy, she's also supposed to meet me over there, but she's coming down from the north. So I'm taking the train in myself.
Okay, so now, are you on your way there now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got on the green line, so
okay.
We're on our way. I got to stop by the library first and print up these documents, and that'll take just a couple minutes, and then I'll get on my way.
Okay, so from the library, is that in walking distance to where you have to go?
Yeah, it's not too far away. The library, I'm going to the MLK, so
it's
right next to the J. Edgar Hoover building, and then the FBI building, then across the street from the archives, and I'll probably just walk into the Supreme Court. I kind of want to get out in the sun and relish this a little bit. So I'm gonna ride the train in. I'll take it into the library, and then I'll probably just walk in there.
Okay. And please do not forget to call me as soon as you're out of there. While you're standing on those steps outside, call me. Okay.
I will.
All right.
I'll call you.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, Kanaway. Look forward to hearing from you later today.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was the conversation, the last conversation I had with Kanaway on Wednesday, and he was on his way to the MLK Library to make copies, run off documents, papers to give to the Supreme Court. So, wow. And then today, I was listening to my voicemails, and Kanaway had left me two voicemails, everybody. I never heard those voicemails, however, until today. So let's take a listen to the first voicemail.
Hey, Chinchilla, this is Kanaway here. I am leaving the library right now. I have the paperwork, and I don't know. I had a really weird conversation with someone sitting there, and that's not the first time that's happened. But I'm gonna hurry up and get over there. So I just texted a couple of my friends, Gil, asked him to come down and meet me here. I'm about to leave, and I'm just gonna start walking. But I don't know. It was a weird conversation. So I guess give me a call when you get a chance, please. I kind of like to talk to you as I walk in. Okay. We'll talk to you. Okay. Thanks. Bye. We'll talk to you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So that was the first voicemail. And I really couldn't make out what I thought he was saying. He had a great conversation, but I think he may have said a grave conversation. And he seemed kind of disturbed by the conversation he had. And he mentioned he wanted to be talking to me on the phone while he was walking into the Supreme Court. Okay, I had asked him to call once he left and was doing this test. But in that voicemail, he wanted to talk to me while he was walking into the Supreme Court. Wow. And so I know in the conversation we had, he did say he had some friends that were going to be meeting him there at the Supreme Court that were waiting for him to arrive. I don't know those friends. So I don't know them. I know he said someone named Cynthia, and I'm not sure who she is. And so I still have to do some investigation on that. So let's now take a listen to the second voicemail.
Hey, Chichella. This is Tanwa again. I just left the library. I'm on my way, and I'm coming around the Hoover Building right now. I should be there in just a couple minutes. I'm going to probably, I think I'm going to jump on the train instead. And we'll.
Mr. Downey, I would like to have a conversation with you.
Can I help you with something?
I would like to have a conversation with you.
Excuse me?
Could you please put the phone down?
I don't know.
And that was the last, that I've heard of Canaway. So in that particular voicemail, he said he was going to take the train instead of walk. The first time I talked to him, he said he was going to walk because it was nice. He wanted to enjoy his son. Now he was talking about hurrying up and taking the train. It sounds so he felt uncomfortable. And then you hear a woman mention his name. She calls him Mr. Downing and asks if she could speak with him. And she asked him to put the phone down. And that was it. So I am not sure what to make of that. And that in itself is disturbing because whoever that woman was the last person, I guess, to see him, and she asked if she could have a conversation with him. And what the conversation was about, who knows? So that's very disturbing. I do know that where Tanaway was, he said he was around the Hoover Building where the library was, MLK Library, and then he was walking around the Hoover Building, so there where the FBI and all that is, there are cameras there. Okay, so there are cameras. It should be surveillance cameras all over that area. And so there should be some footage that shows Tanaway in that vicinity or right there outside of those buildings. And then also, I don't know if the trains in D.C. have surveillance cameras. They should. It should be some footage of that as well. So I don't know what's going on and what's being done. I know one woman said that she contacted the FBI and that they're investigating it. So at this point, I'm not sure what's going on and what to do. But again, if anybody else has spoken to Tanaway, if you have any idea where he is, if you have seen him, please let us know about it, okay? And no, I have not. Pastor Francetta asked if I've given that recording to anybody. I have not yet because I just realized I had that this evening, checking my emails today. My voicemails today. So I have not, so that's very disturbing, people, and we want to continue to pray for Tanaway and help continue the fight that he started and just pray for his safe return wherever he is. We don't know if he was abducted that day, He was arrested that day. I know one woman said, oh, well, he's not missing. He didn't get arrested. He wasn't abducted. And she said, oh, he's just a scam. And so I said, well, why did you say that? And if you feel that way, call into the show tonight to let the world know, okay, how you feel and why you feel that way and why you say the things that you're saying about Tanaway. So I don't think she was, I guess, woman enough to call into the show tonight, okay, because we haven't heard a peep out of her yet. I hope she's calling in so that she can share why she feels that way because, hey, I want to know everything, people. I want to know how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. If there's something that we should know that we don't know, okay, about Mr. Downing, we want to know that. But, hey, so this is what the lady said, and she said what did she say? I don't have her message up yet to read, but then she also put on some of the videos and stuff, you know, scam, and she did that today. This evening sometime she did that. And, you know, the messages were sent to me from Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook inbox. They sent me those messages that she had put and messaged Mike Test about. And, you know, I want to know why she feels that way. And, you know, everybody wants to know why she feels that way, okay? And how could you... I just don't know, you know, because people go missing every day. So if she knows something that we don't know, I would like to know, okay? But she calls him a scam. And then one of the people that used to support him and stand behind his mission, you know, calling him a scam, okay? Instead of being concerned about the safety of someone that was taking on a serious mission, such as the mission he was taking, okay, one man fighting, going to fight and challenge the Supreme Court of the United States, okay? And that's his mission. That's what he was going to do. And, you know, it's just so sad. It is absolutely sad, and we need people that are going to be concerned, people that are going to have compassion, people that want justice in America, okay, not the naysayers, okay? We need people that are for justice and believe in what Tanaway was doing, and, you know, for someone to say some of the things that this woman said, it's like, okay, well, do you believe in justice? I mean, or you're against, maybe she's against justice, okay? She doesn't want to see that happen, okay? She doesn't want to see the Supreme Court uphold the law of due process, okay? Maybe she doesn't want to see her loved ones out of prison. Because I believe she has someone that is wrongfully incarcerated. But maybe they're not wrongfully incarcerated. Maybe she's saying that they're wrongfully incarcerated. So, you know, when you hear people like that, then you have to wonder, okay, what do they really believe in, okay? All right, so anyway, before we take our next caller, we're going to talk to Pastor Francetta to see what she thinks about those calls. Pastor, what are your thoughts on those calls?
Well, because, again, I was on the call with him, and I fully understood his assignment being strategic, being engaging. He was on the move to do something, and like I said, he gave the information. That last call you played, it made me concerned. I don't care what anybody say, if he's that good of an act, you know, and I don't know, because you do have a small, you know, percentage of doubt, but I don't understand why would he pour out all of that information, because he basically gave you a majority of the information of what he was going in with. And if we just went back and played that, he gave us everything. So for people to doubt, like I said, a very small percentage, I tell people I live by the 80-20 rule. I give people 20% to disappoint me. And I do that so that I'm not all the way in, because everything could be alleged. And I don't like to get my emotions that caught up. So realistically, there is a percentage. But to me, because I was on the call, I heard the information, I heard his passion. You know, he did all of this research, what, to plan years later just to throw a scam out there for attention? What is it for, Facebook likes? Come on, let's make this make sense.
Yeah, had a whole lot of implementing and strategically preparing his documents and all that stuff, and his speech that he was going to present, and all of that work. Yeah, all that work could not be for Facebook likes. It's not that many likes in the world to have all put all that time in 7 years of planning. My goodness, that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, we're going to have another track now by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame DJ legend, Dr. O. Lasky.
Lord, I need, Lord.
All right, thank you so much for that beautiful track, you know, and the ordinary just won't do it. You know, we have to be extraordinary. All right, we're going to go ahead now and take another call. You're live on the Edward News Forum. How are you tonight? Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hi.
Hi.
And
I was
who
on
am I
your
speaking
show
to?
Before. Hi. Yeah, my name's Chanel Mitchell.
Hey. All right, Chanel, how are you tonight? We got a little feedback in Doctor's line, but how are you tonight? Welcome to the News Forum.
Hi, I'm good. I was on previously in regards to the wrongful conviction of Winston Walters. And one of the biggest things in his case was the judge being in violation of due process. The judge being in violation of due process and having a personal bias, and this was proven after trial. And I'm listening to these stories of these people that fought for our rights, for, you know, the courts to maintain their established rules and laws. And I keep seeing it happen over and over and over again. The case, like I said, that I'm currently working on, this 19-year-old kid as a first-time offender was sentenced to death by incarceration, 92 years for a crime where nobody was unalived, no women or children were harmed, and there's no documented evidence he was ever there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I remember speaking with you before, Chanel, and, you know, that's, like, you know, really crazy. And, you know, these are the things that happen. And, you know, if there's no evidence to prove that he was there or anything like that, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And was he indicted by a grand jury?
I believe so. One of the things that really drives me crazy is that we know that we're all at the mercy of those in power. Like, we are. Equality doesn't exist. We're at the mercy of whatever they say or what they believe in. And right now it's not prison, you know, for bad people. It's prison for profit. And this kid, after taking his whole life away as a first-time offender for something like that, we found out that the judge's father-in-law had been brutally unalived in a similar style a few years prior, and he withheld the information. And it's like, he in the courtroom, he said, "This is one of the most heinous crimes I've ever seen, and I've seen murderers." And it's like, wow, your personal bias is kind of showing, you know what I mean?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, this injustice system is just crazy. And, geez, I definitely want to, I think I had told you I was going to let you have you come on to do a full story. I believe I told you that a couple months ago. And I still plan on having you on to share the full story. Just have to figure out when. But I still have your information and everything, so I will definitely be in touch with you. What you heard tonight concerning Tanaway Downing, what do you think about this?
I fear for him. In the sense of, you know, right now I'm working a lot on, like, TikTok and stuff to get views and signatures on my petition for this kid. And even on social media, they're silencing me. They're reporting my videos. They're taking them down without my permission. When I have my friends share them, they're doing the same thing to the same videos. And I feel like people being silenced is happening in a lot. We're talking about taking the United States government, who makes over $74 billion a year just off of prison alone, and taking, you know, once they have to abide by their laws, we're looking at that being cut more than in half. And I don't think they're ready for that. I think they're ready to just shut everybody up.
Right. That is so very true, because they have a lot to lose, because it's all about the money for them, all about the money. They don't care about lives being ruined, families being ruined. It's all about the money. And it's so sad. So sad. Well, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. And I would say sometime this week, give me a call sometime this week, okay? And then we'll talk further, all right? All right. Thank you so much. Jeez. So now, everybody, this caller just said that she's trying to be silenced, okay? They're trying to silence her on TikTok and on Facebook and Instagram, where she's posting different things advocating for this young man that's wrongfully incarcerated. And a lot of that is happening, where people's posts are getting taken down, or they're getting put in Facebook jail or Instagram jail. And, you know, it's just so sad. So when you see things happening like that, then you know that, all right, so, hey, social media, you know, the government is, you know, busy controlling that too, when they should not be in control of anything on social media. They should have no control over that. And people should be able to post what they want, as long as it's not promoting or showing nudity or soliciting sex or anything like that, or trying to sell drugs. Okay, we're talking about justice, okay? And justice is justice. And if we are fighting and advocating for those that are wrongfully incarcerated, or those that have been over-sentenced, or for those that have been in prison far too long, okay, since they're teenagers, guess what? We should be able to speak about that openly and freely, and not be hushed, not be silenced, not have posts taken down because they're mad about it. No, okay? That is freedom of speech, okay? And that is our right, all right? So get it together, social media. All right, we're going to have another track, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame DJ legend, Dr. Ola Dele, a.k.a. Honey Bee Olasky.
All the day long. Long as I'm making music, I know I can't do no one no wrong. Who knows, maybe someday I'll come up with a song. Makes people want to stop fussing and fighting. Just learn enough to sing along. I believe in music. People who believe in music are the happiest people I've ever seen. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, shake your tambourine, yeah. Lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. I believe in music. Brotherhood, peace and understanding, and living in harmony. Take your brother by the hand and sing along with me. Find out what it really means to feel young, rich and free. Yeah. Oh, yes I do, yeah.
Thank you so much for that track, DJ Olasky. I believe in music, everybody. I believe in love. And, hey, music, you know, it can make you feel good on the inside. And, again, depending on what music you're listening to, like the music we are listening to tonight definitely makes you feel good, okay? It does something on the inside to us. Wow. Let's bring Pastor Francetta back on for a moment. Pastor Francetta, with the last young lady that spoke, she talked about how she's been getting her posts removed and taken down and all that stuff on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok. What do you think about that, Pastor?
Well, it's a reality that we're living in now. I read 1984, George Orwell, back, and it was written in 1963. It spoke of one database controlling everything, and you can look at something too long on social media, and it's going to overflood you with all of the advertisements, those businesses. So we have, you know, those algorithms and different things like that that will show that you are. And this reminds me of Angela with the Greenwood Beat. She shares a lot of posts and does a lot of things, and they take hers down. They report our pages. So we are being controlled. You know, we are definitely being controlled by government entities, monitored. And these are the reasons why people have to get this while we're still able to talk to each other. Because they're, you know, just like COVID shut everything down, they showed us how they can shut down everything within with one decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, then God also shows us how he can flip the script on some things. So I believe that with everything that's going on now, that the climate
Ralph here is
going to
trade that knapsack for a Pokemon.
COVID being shut down has made us more aware of the empowerment of entrepreneurship, you know, being able to get out more and get more involved. And where I'm going with that is that each one has to be involved in this because this is a pandemic, a epidemic, whatever you want to call it. And the issue is that we will. So we have to have little micro organizations and groups of people that, you know, is getting the right information and able to attack them. Whatever it is you do, great. Do it within your community. And when it's time to execute and we all stand, in solidarity, those that believe and that want to advocate, it won't be so difficult because we're educating our people the right way. You know, this foolishness is not color-coded. It's a system that has been monopolized that's affecting everybody. And if we right now don't start making the necessary changes to make our voices heard and put a stop to all of this, this is still going to be here for our grandchildren to deal with. This is still going to be here. And at least we have a leg up of intelligence. We are able to see this at the birthing place. You know, if this lasts another 10 or 20 years, we're going to be vigilantes all running out here in the streets, you know, trying to defend ourselves. Because the reality is, it's a lot of conspiracy theorists, but there's also a lot of truth out here. So it kind of is what it is. We have to be awakened to the immediate need of educating ourselves of what this one database looks like that holds the key to our birth certificates, holds the key to our blood types, holds the key to our children, our family lineage. Of course the government has their hand in and on this. But what do we do to bring receipts and start eating the elephant one bite at a time? We have to start standing up and defending and getting together and having conversations. And sometimes that's with people that don't look like us. And we have to get clarity on the fact that this is wrong and this is right. And it's not just always about the things that we throw in the stew. You know, let's just keep it basic, you know, and start dealing with things, you know, a step at a time as they're coming up. Execute who's going to move forward and let's keep it moving because this is a moving train and it's been moving and now it's coming to totally demolish humanity and pin us against each other or separate us like we're dogs and treat us like we're animals. And it doesn't affect anyone until it's you or it's your loved one. I just left the prison Friday and was able to implement a program here in Tulsa, well, in Enid, Oklahoma, at one of the prisons where the warden was so excited. We had one of our 17-and-a-half-year exonerees here in Oklahoma that I've put as my prison chairperson for the NAACP. And he was able to go in, sit down with the warden, and let's implement a program here that is involving the prison to make things better. And I would hope that this would be a flagship program that we would eventually be able to birth purpose so we can bring humanity back because there's a gift of life that comes from bringing people that went in one way and now we can train them to come back out with the wisdom, knowledge, understanding of where we are as a culture now. We need people that are upset about these systems so that we can tear them down, clear the rubbish, and start building the right way. We're not still where we were 60 years ago, but then we are in so many ways because we allow ourselves to be so segregated and separated and divided that we're not communicating to form the power cells that it's going to take to be effective. The power has to come from togetherness. And it doesn't mean that we have to like each other. We just have to respect the cause and the urgency. And the time is now. And I say to everyone listening to my voice, if not you, who? And if not now, when do we do this?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Now, let me ask you one more question, Pastor Francetta. So now with
I'm done, sis.
With Dr. Crenshaw, okay, dying mysteriously last year, this same time, and now with the disappearance of Tanaway and others that have been advocating against and fighting against this injustice system, who have either mysteriously died or, you know, some are missing, others are missing and different things like that. And do you think that this now is maybe putting fear into some advocates and some activists? Do you think that some of them now will be afraid to continue to fight against the government? And even like with tonight, so many people are listening, but they're afraid to talk tonight because of people going missing and, you know, dying mysteriously that have spoken out against injustice. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, people have a right to be fearful, but let's take it back to King and Kennedy. Let's take it back to Malcolm X and Mandela. Let's take it back to what we've been dealing with and the people that have to keep dying because people keep being afraid. I understand fear. I get that. At one point in time, I don't think that I would have sacrificed this portion of my life until I had to die to me and accept who Jesus was and the assignment that God has for this vessel on this earth as a puzzle piece to be cohesive and bring some things together. I understand my assignment. And there are people that haven't gone through the process. They're still broken. They're still hurt. They're still afraid. They're still going through things. I experienced some of that from time to time where anxiety overtakes me. And I have to sit paralyzed in my home sometime because it can be overwhelming. I'm not excluded from the anxiety, but I will not allow myself to walk in fear because I'm not standing for myself. I'm standing for my grandchildren. I've already lost a grandson at 15 years old, a bullet in his head. I don't want to think about that legacy having to follow my family because I did nothing. I see and have seen and just left a young man, 17 years old, that is now 50 years old in the Oklahoma prison system that should have been released but got caught up in our system when it changed from one system to another where he's 80 now under the 85%. I'm seeing things and my eyes are being opened to the injustice that existed. So for those of us that are afraid, I'm going to say to find your center, find your purpose. Find your reason for breathing and existing because a lot of the work that we're doing is to accommodate ourselves and humanity needs us. And so those of us that have a heart and a soul that want to invest in others because the capacity of so many people because of all of the financial illiteracy and the education illiteracy, we don't even know our roots. I'm still finding out mine, and I'm 60 years old. Because this hamster wheel called life and government and work and the necessities and the things that we get caught up in fighting for, the tangibles, they become the thing that keeps us on this never-ending treadmill, and I mean treadmill. Because if we get off the treadmill and start trying to put one foot in front of the other to get to our next destination and we look at it in purpose, that helps us to define, you know, the work that really has to be done in our own community, in our own homes. That's where it starts. The nation is one person, and there are 6 degrees of separation. So this is not a big problem. The problem is that we are allowing the elephant to stay in the room and ignoring it.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Francetta. I really appreciate you taking time tonight, coming on and staying on for the duration tonight. And at the end, I'm going to have you pray at the end of the show, which we're almost at the end of the show, everybody. I'm not accepting any more callers at this time because it is 11:10. And that's when the phone lines close for callers, okay? So right now we're going to go into Ngozi time, and then I will be back with my final thoughts and to give you an update on what's coming up this upcoming week. All right, so right now Ngozi time, and I will be right back after Ngozi time.
I'll wear a smile as I count the miles I've been saved by love. I used to hear my mother say, one thing I've done wrong, I've stayed a sinner too long. I've been saved by love. I never shall forget the day when he washed my sins away. Oh Lord, I've been saved by his love. Yeah, yeah, I've been saved. Can I get a witness here? I've been saved by his love. I can tell everybody. I've been saved. Shall forget the day
when he washed my sins away. Yeah, yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. I've been saved by his love.
Course, let's get to historical facts tonight. Time in her career, and only the second host in the history of our network. The wonderful Dr. Chinchilla J has reached 90 all-time connection records, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in championship realm at one and only Beverly Nation. Congratulations to Dr. Chinchilla J, the 2022 overall host of the year at WBNN. And to give her a time, now it's my time. Beverly Nation has been an outstanding steward for justice around the world. JBN has advertised doing Go To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dali Malewa goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, dying goes with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dali Malewa, and goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Support us on a constant basis. And now back to our fifth reigning commissioner, the 2021 Lending New Host of the Year, the 2022 overall host of the year, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Oh, wow. That is great. 90. Wow. That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you to all my listeners around the world. Thank you so much. And I just want to take a time to mention that wonderful soundtrack of our lives featuring the iconic Grammy Award-winning gospel duo, everybody, the O'Neill Twins. And that was dedicated to Dr. Oladele M. Ngozi's parents. They love the O'Neill Twins. And so may Dr. O's parents continue to rest well and continue to rejoice in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for all of the wonderful music that you played tonight. Our legendary DJ, Olasky, thank you so much. All that music tonight was very touching, very meaningful. And I thank Pastor Francetta Mays, who is the president of the NAACP out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for coming on the show tonight and staying on the show in its entirety. And, you know, she used to be on almost every Sunday with me on here just chopping it up, talking about these wrongful convictions and everything and all these other injustices in America from gentrification and everything else. Now, you know, Pastor Francetta and Angela Pfeiffer, they started Greenwood Beat there in Tulsa, which is the first black female radio station there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm so proud of the both of them. And I'm going to be a guest on Greenwood Beat on Tuesday. And, hey, you know, because I have to go on there. You know, I always have everyone here, so... When she asked me to come on, I got to come on there for her. You know, that's only right. And so I love her so much. And the work that she's doing out there is just simply amazing. And it's reaching the masses because it's not just reaching Tulsa. It's reaching around this country. And that's what we have to do, people. We have to touch lives and save lives around the country. And never give up and never let up, but continuing to do what we do,
even when we have obstacles in our way, we have to push them out of the way, move around them, climb over them, go under them, whatever we have to do to get the obstacles out the way so that we can continue to do what God has called us to do. So I thank Pastor Francetta so much for taking this time out of her busy day, okay? And not only that, she is the associate pastor at Vernon AME Church, providing the church that is still standing, the only structure that has survived the massacre there in Tulsa back in the days of Greenwood back in 1921. And, hey, yes. So that's my friend, everybody. Pastor Francetta Mays, that is my friend, all right? And this upcoming week, everybody, we're going to be featuring a new case on cries of innocence from behind prison walls. And we have some other stuff that's going on this week. On, I think it's either Tuesday or Wednesday, is the homegoing service for Brian Parnell's mother, who passed away, Corinne Parnell. And she passed away, and wow, so this is like the third person who has lost a mother during the month of between August and September. And as a matter of fact, no, the fifth person. And, you know, it's really sad because Brian is wrongfully incarcerated and his mother was fighting for his exoneration. And she attended a couple of the Be a Voice rallies, and a very bubbly, vibrant woman. You know, she was in her 80s. Now she has passed away. And my heart goes out to the Parnell family and especially to Brian, who is behind bars wrongfully for a crime he did not commit, and he will not be able to attend his mother's funeral or her burial, which is so very, very sad, and that is a grave injustice in itself, on top of the wrongful conviction that he is doing right now. And it's just really sickening, everybody. So we have to change things in this criminal injustice system. And, you know, to reach me during the course of the week, everybody, 844-642-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can inbox me on Facebook, on my Facebook page, or inbox Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, and I will get your message from Mike Test Entertainment TV. Okay? Right now, we're going to have Pastor Francetta. Oh, and again, keep Valentino Howell in your prayers. Her mother's homegoing service was this past Friday. It was very beautiful. Her and her siblings did an excellent job laying their mom to rest. And she's definitely up in heaven celebrating, rejoicing with the Lord. Okay. And I thank them for asking me to sing. I was honored to do so on that glorious occasion. And again, let's keep them in our prayers and all of the bereaved families around the world in our prayers, everybody. All right, so now let's bring on Pastor Francetta Mays to pray, and then you will find out right after that how you can be a guest on News Forum and how to donate to Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. Pastor Francetta.
One correction. I want to tell you that we are the only female station in the state of Oklahoma, not just Tulsa. So that's the show that you'll be on, and we are syndicated. So I just wanted to let you know that and your listeners. Father God, we just thank you once again for being able to come before you, God, all of these listening ears. God, all of the broken hearts, Father God, you said to cast all of our cares upon you, God. We know that you are omnipotent, so we know that you're there with Brian right now, and he can hold on to the memories, the sweet memories that he had of his vibrant mother. Father God, all of the things that she poured into him, let him keep holding on to his faith and onto the hope that she had that one day he would be released, God. Let him get that assignment that you've placed inside of him and let him do the work right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Comes out. Lord God, his assignment will be clear. And for all of those that are mourning right now and grieving, oh God, let them know, Father God, and let them see, Father God, that this is a torch passing season, God. And let us be aware of the shoulders that we're standing on. In the name of Jesus, God, break the strongholds of bondage off of our minds that we don't have the authorization or permission to live and to speak out and to stand. For God, it's our season to do that. So I ask in the name of Jesus that you empower the people that are under the sound of my voice, Father God, to hold on to you and to trust you and to learn to hear your voice. And I seal this prayer in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378 extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378 extension 111. Be a voice.